Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.
David Sterrett is the former chair of the New York Film Critics Circle and National Society of Film Critics, contributing writer at Cineast, film professor at the Maryland Institute College of Art, and Robin Hood Radio's very own critic. He joins us weekly the films A Complete Unknown, Amelia Perez, and Baby Girl.
I'd like to start off today by talking about A Complete Unknown, which is not a movie, which is a complete unknown. It is the new movie about Bob Dylan, talking about the time when he was a complete unknown at the very beginning of his career. Actually, this movie starts when he was really a complete unknown. Nobody had any idea who he was in 1961 when he first came to New York City. And then it ends in 1965, which is when he was starting to become really, really famous. Now, I remember some of the early events of this movie because I've been following Bob Dylan. I've been a real admirer of Bob Dylan since he only had one album out. That's how far back I go with Bob Dylan. I even met him once briefly backstage at a concert way back in the early 60s when there was hardly anybody else around because he was a complete unknown. Nobody had any idea he would become what he has become, which is a tremendous force in popular culture with all kinds of fame and fortune and even a Nobel Prize. But again, this movie deals with his very, very early career. So at the beginning of the film, he comes to New York City because he wants to meet his idol, a genuine folk singer, Woody Guthrie, one of the great legends of the folk music field. And unfortunately, very, very unfortunately, the great Woody Guthrie was stricken with a degenerative disease, and Bob Dylan knew that he was sort of locked away in a hospital and couldn't really speak anymore even, but Bob Dylan really wanted to meet him. So Dylan came to New York, went to the place, met Woody Guthrie, and in the movie, in the very beginning, when he's visiting Woody Guthrie, he also meets Pete Seeger, another hugely important force in the folk music of the 1960s. Way back when I was first interested in Dylan, I was interested in that folk music scene. A lot of it wasn't exactly authentic folk music. Some of it was, Lead Belly, for example. But Pete Seeger was one of the leaders of this movement that made folk music for a while into the most popular form of popular music among young people. So Bob Dylan meets Pete Seeger, who's older, who's been around the scene a long time, is already a leader in the folk music scene. And the movie, one of its big themes is it traces the relationship of Bob Dylan and Pete Seeger over many years. So we see Bob Dylan starting to find out his talents, starting to explore what he can do. He's already writing songs, singing songs, and we get a sense of his evolution from a singer of traditional folk songs and occasionally his own work to his singing of his own work. I don't think the movie does a very precise job of tracing Dylan's evolution. He started doing traditional folk music, then he moved into doing love songs, then he went into doing protest songs and so forth. And we get samples of all this kind of music, but we don't really get a very clear sense of his evolution. But what we do get when the movie is starting to come to its real climax near the end is that we get his transition over into rock and roll. Bob Dylan and an album called Bringing It All Back Home. He decided to blend the folk music he had been doing with the rock and roll that he had always loved. And this, of course, was a hugely controversial thing at the time because genuine folk music fans or fans of the commercialized stuff that was called folk music regarded this as a betrayal. He was no longer playing an acoustic guitar. Now he was playing an electric guitar and he had electric instruments backing him and so forth. And there were people who booed and hollered and hated this. And then there are other people who loved it and thought it was great. Myself, I thought it was sensational. I was really into that early 60s folk music scene and thought it was great, but rock and roll was my first love. And so when Bob Dylan combined them, I just thought that was a sensational idea. But the movie culminates in that. Now, the performances in the movie are very impressive. Timothée Chalamet is a marvelous Bob Dylan. I don't think his nose is quite big enough to be Bob Dylan's nose, but it's close. And in all other respects, he really captures, I think, the look and the feel of the young Bob Dylan. It's an excellent performance. It's not a deep performance. It's mainly sort of mimicry, but he gets the job done very well. Edward Norton is really terrific as Pete Seeger. He really looks and sounds very much like the real Pete Seeger to me, and I think it's a terrific performance. And many other people are in the movie. Monica Barbaro plays Joan Baez. Elle Fanning plays a fictionalized version of Susie Rotolo, an early girlfriend of Bob Dylan's. And she's also fine. Everybody's fine in the movie. It's a really well-done, well-acted movie. The thing that's the problem with A Complete Unknown is it's not a very dramatic movie. There's really very little drama in it. We get little vignettes, little episodes, little segments of Dylan's life in his early years as a growing force on the music scene. And we just get one little incident after another, and okay, he's together with Joan Baez, and then they break up, and then he's together with her again, and then he's with this other woman, and it's that sort of thing. And there's very little drama until you get to maybe about the last 15, 20 minutes of the movie when he is preparing to do his first big electric concert, which he's going to do at the Newport Folk Festival. And that was a very controversial event, a very famous event at the time. And that's the big dramatic climax. And there, some real drama does build and some real conflict. And the movie becomes really interesting for a while. Overall, I found it a very enjoyable movie to look at, a very engaging movie to look at, but not a really absorbing movie to look at. I really enjoyed it, but I never felt fully engrossed in it. It just doesn't have quite enough drama for that. So I recommend A Complete Unknown, especially if you're into that music scene, and especially if you want to see some really fine acting. But I can't say it's one of the very, very best movies of the year. Now for something completely different. Emilia Perez, which is a very, very interesting movie, directed and co-written by Jacques Audiard, French filmmaker. And in this case, we have a movie which deals very much with Spanish-speaking characters, and it deals with all kinds of things. This movie is such a combination of genres, my gosh, all different kinds. So here's what it's about. There is a young woman. She's a young lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana. Her name is Rita, and she is a very, very hardworking, industrious young attorney in Mexico, and she gets a call from a mysterious figure, a cartel leader, a very, very tough guy with a voice that sounds kind of like this. And this cartel leader has some mysterious task that he wants to hire this young lawyer for. Well, the mysterious task turns out to be this lawyer wants to undergo a complete and total gender transition. He's already taking the hormones, and he wants to have all the surgery and become a complete woman. Now, one thing about this movie that is never quite clear, why in the world does this cartel leader have to get a hold of a lawyer to find the correct surgeon to do this for him? I mean, can't he go on the internet and find this out for himself? But for some reason, he hires this young lawyer, Rita. Okay. And yes, in the early part of the movie, this cartel boss has this complete transgender surgery and becomes a woman, decides that he can't keep up his old life anymore, or now it is her old life anymore. So, again, gets the young lawyer to engineer this thing where his wife and children will be transitioned to a new place, and they'll have a new life, and they'll be set up with new identities and all of this. He tells them it's for their own protection because his enemies are after him. And so that is the next part of the movie. So now we have this transgender woman still being helped by this young lawyer, and the transgender woman now no longer has her old family, her old wife and children, and no longer runs the cartel. So what is this transgender woman, whose name is Emilia Perez, the title character of the movie, going to do? Well, together with the lawyer, she sets up a sort of a do-gooder foundation. They're going to help people in the world. They're going to do some good in the world. They're going to help women whose husbands have been disappeared in the horrible political turmoil in the Hispanic world. So that's the next part of the movie. And then the whole thing builds up to a pretty fiery and fairly explosive climax at the end. Now, one of the funny things about Emilia Perez is that it's also a musical. So you have this gangland element. You have this gender transition element. You have this setting up a foundation to do good in the world element. You have all kinds of violent scenes. You have all kinds of lovely sort of sweet scenes. And along the way, you have musical numbers. So yes, this is a real mashup of genres, this movie. And in that sense, I really like it. It's a really adventurous film. It's pretty long, but most of it held me quite nicely. It's a very, very interesting movie with just as many different genders being sort of changed one into another as there are genres being changed one into another over the course of the film. It's also a really well-acted movie. Again, Zoe Saldana is very, very fine as Rita. Carla Sofia Gaston plays the transgender woman, and this is a very rare case, and I'm sure there will be many more of these in time to come, of a transgender actress really becoming a winning prizes and stuff like that, and playing a really leading role in a very major film. So I'm sure that's a coming trend. I will also mention that Selena Gomez in the movie, playing a young woman named Jessie, the wife of the mob cartel boss who becomes the transgender woman. She's also very good, and the movie is just very well acted and very well done. Again, it's a daring movie. It's an adventurous movie. It's a movie which takes all kinds of risks. And again, among other things, it is a musical, and I like the music in it. Unlike so much of the music in today's movie musicals, the music is not cute. It's very hard driving and has a good sort of a thumping beat to it. And I really like the music very, very much. So I really recommend Emilia Perez. I think it's a really nicely done movie. And again, it's an adventurous movie. And it's a movie which really, yet again, helps to put transgender issues very much into the limelight, into the mainstream. And that's another very good thing about it. So Emilia Perez, unusual movie, audacious movie, adventurous movie, and movie I can really recommend. Give it a shot. Finally, Baby Girl, and that is one word. And this is a new movie, which is written and directed by Helena Rain, who's made a few movies before now, but is not very well known to American moviegoers. And it stars Nicole Kidman. And here is what it's about. Nicole Kidman plays a very, very high power CEO at a New York tech company of some sort. And she is married to a theater director. And she is not happy in her marriage. One reason is that their sex life just isn't really very good anymore. So, through circumstances that I won't go into at the very beginning of the movie, this young woman, her name is Romy, she starts having an affair with an intern at this company where she is at the very, very top of the chain. The intern's name is Samuel, and he is a young man, younger than her husband. And they get together, and she sort of seduces him. He sort of seduces her. That's, you know, sort of a mutual thing. But then they start their real affair, and it immediately turns into a sort of an S&M thing, a bondage thing, a dominance and submission thing, where Samuel, even though he is the young intern, becomes the boss in this relationship and starts putting Romy, the older woman and the high-powered CEO, through all kinds of humiliating rituals and so forth. She has to crawl on the floor and eat out of the dog dish and do things like this. And then in the meanwhile, she's trying to keep up her marriage, but then Samuel, the intern with whom she's having an affair, starts showing up at her house, which is not part of their rules, and things start to get very dangerous, and there start to be a lot of tensions between them, but for some reason their affair keeps going, and the dominance and submission keep going, and the whole movie comes obviously to a sort of a climax near the end. Here's what I thought was wrong with Baby Girl. Yes, Nicole Kidman is just fine. Harris Dickinson as the intern Samuel, I think he's supposed to be sort of a wimpy character, which lends some irony to his dominance in their relationship, but I found him so wimpy, so almost a non-personality, I had trouble watching him. I had much more pleasure watching the husband, played by Antonio Banderas, a very great actor, but mainly this is Nicole Kidman's movie. So, the trouble with it is that it just doesn't really make sense. Why in the world is Romy, this CEO, this high-powered woman, willingly getting into and staying with this bondage sort of submission and dominance relationship, which might very well ruin her marriage, and all the time she knows that her entire career could be destroyed because this is the Me Too movement and all the intern has to do is to call the people who run the company for real and tell them about this and then she will be out of a job and her life will be ruined. Why is she doing this? It is never made clear. Also, this is what the French call an amour fou, a crazy love. That's what this whole movie is about. Okay, so that's just fine. It's not exactly an original topic for the movies, but there it is. But we've been down this road so many times in so many movies, and I have to say Baby Girl brings very little that is new to it. It's a very well-done movie. It's a very polished movie. Nicole Kidman gives a very good performance. Antonio Banderas is good, although he's not on the screen that much. Other people, not so interesting. But mainly, I found the film to be not so daring. And by the way, it's supposed to be a sort of feminist take on this sort of thing, but I didn't see much feminism there either. I found it neither particularly daring nor particularly feministic. What I mainly found it was sensationalistic. It has these hot sex scenes in it. Okay, that's fine. I can see those anytime I want. So basically, Baby Girl just didn't really interest or excite me very much. It's a very well done movie. It's getting a lot of buzz. I don't really think it deserves the buzz. I would say go to Emilia Perez, go to A Complete Unknown, but don't bother with Baby Girl. There's nothing really very special about it. So that is my somewhat mixed kind of a story this week.
For which we thank you as ever and always, David Starrett. Films in Focus, the films A Complete Unknown, Emilia Perez, and Baby Girl.
Films in Focus with David Starrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.